Dukes and Bell.
This is fun.
Presented by Finley Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Look, it's the Dogs falling last night to Ole Miss. Thanks to Mike Griffith for stopping by. I was just telling the fellas that many of you are like, get that dude out of here, because you don't like what Mike Griffith is saying in regards to better team one. And this is why I said when we started the show today that I feel like Kirby did more with less this year. Like, this may still be his best coaching job based on what this team was and then what it was projected to be and where they ultimately got. Are they supposed to be here? I think some Georgia fans and many of us, just because we're so close to the program, we go, yeah, they're supposed to be here. Maybe with Kirby and his staff, like, we weren't supposed to be there. We weren't that good. We overcoached, and you know what? We were able to get them to this point based on, Mike, our ability to get these guys to buy in. Now, moving forward, you got a lot of experience coming back, and that part I agree with Mike Griffith. Dogs are going to be right back in this spot next year. I believe that.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, only four guys have transferred out, and many of those were already anticipated. I think one four-star DB, but for the most part, you know, Kirby's keeping a lot more guys in place. I mean, you know, Ole Miss, we talked about, it's an amazing story. It's, if they can find a way with all the distractions and not even having their coaching staff here in the building, you know, 6 days before they got to play the Miami Hurricanes, you know, it's sort of became the team I'm pulling for. Ohio State, their expectation, there was no rebuilding at Ohio State. They put guys in the league. Do you think you're telling me that when I'm telling you in the beginning of the season, hey, Carl, you're going to lose a bunch of games and play in the Citrus Bowl at Texas? So, no. I mean, two things can be true. All the things that you said are accurate, but if Kirby is the current version of Nick Saban, you find a way to handle your 9-point lead and not blow that game. I said it to you guys to start the show. I didn't like the conservative nature of sitting on it and Bobo's play calling there before the half. It was almost like, hey, man, I'll just take it to the half. It's not the way you do it. And then we can debate and how that happens, how the level of communication breaks down that a guy snaps the ball on a fourth down. By the way, it looked weird anyway. You're faking a punt, so what are you doing? You're going to try twice to try to coax Ole Miss to jump off sides? So some of the things that I know that Mike is right about a lot of that stuff, but to me, once you're in that tournament and you've earned that bye, you're supposed to win that game. When you're winning by 9 points, and they should have been up by at least 12, I'll say that, but by halftime.
The part that Mike talked about in regards to, we got to recalibrate, it's hard for old-school college football fans. Remember, it used to be win everything or you weren't anything. And now that's not the case. There's only going to be one national champion, but guess what? If your team does go 9-3 or it's hit in two or whatever the record may be, and how we used to look at that, well, they lost, they're not that good. It's just different, guys. This is the different age of college football, and we're not, I'm telling you right now, we're not going to have the same teams every year. We're not. So for Georgia to be in the mix, Mike, to get into the 12, that's the expectation.
Right.
You got to be one of the 12. To say they're going to be national champions every other year or every 2 years, it's unrealistic. So that's the recalibration, is we're not going to have the same teams. Right. We're just not. And for every Indiana, and whether this is a fluke and they have a great, you know, run to the championship and they make a movie about it, there will be another team that you go, where the hell did they come from? Because of the way the system is. And it may not be Indiana, but it's going to be another team, Mike. And this is where we're going to be living.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, can a Boston College put this together? Well, if your fan base, do you have guys who are going to be cutting those checks? We said it with Georgia Tech. I mean, Georgia Tech at one point was locked for the playoffs and the season unraveled, because they didn't get enough defensive pieces to make the difference. But, I mean, is Georgia Tech going to have to wait for that Haynes King to come up every 4 or 5 years? That's the same argument I got with Paul Johnson. You know, it's going to take a recruiting cycle to get you for that chance to make the run to the Orange Bowl. Hope that Georgia Tech can take advantage of all the things you just talked about. You know, because why are we here? You know, Kennesaw State's moving up the ladder right now. Georgia State's, you know, they've put money into the program. But you get the feeling we're kind of hurtling towards a 50-team super conference at the end of the day. That's all we got. There's no guardrails. There's nothing from the government. There's nothing from the NC2A about this. So it's the good and the bad. You're right. And Indiana can be there. If they can be there, other teams will get that shot.
All right, couple of news notes, and then we're going to give you our final thoughts on the Falcons who take on the Saints. You'll be able to listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons-Saints, last regular season game For the Falcons this year. And again, they could win with a four-game or end the season with a four-game win streak. Real quick, former Cincinnati quarterback Brendan Sorsby is the top player in the NCAA transfer portal. Mike, okay. He's going to visit Texas Tech and LSU.
I thought, now, is the Michigan quarterback going to stay?
It sounds like he's staying. Underwood is his kid's name. Sounds like he's staying. But the Sorsby guy, if you're not familiar with him, it was at Cincinnati. He's in the portal. He's the number one ranked player by ESPN. Both of those programs obviously are looking for quarterbacks. We know Tech paid a lot last year, and obviously Lane Kiffin is looking to get a quarterback.
Right, and that's the thing. The reason why old guy just hit me up in the text line, why is the Ole Miss staff up? Well, guess they're getting paid by LSU. This is this crazy crossover, and Lane Kiffin is expected to be in the same spot that Ole Miss is next year for LSU.
Yes.
And with the portal, that's why all those position coaches, including Charlie Weiss as the coordinator, are supposed to be in Baton Rouge, which is the craziest darn thing. Yeah, Bryce Underwood, I couldn't remember the first name for Michigan. Texas Tech, you and I were texting back and forth yesterday. They have a nose tackle who looks like a better version of Vince Wilfork.
He's good.
That is just, I mean, their defensive players were unbelievable. I said on Twitter, if I was a defensive player for the Red Raiders, I'd walk over and start smacking guys around in the offensive side because, boy, did they shoot themselves in the foot.
I think they had the best linebacker in Rodriguez in the country. And I think, you know, is it Hunter, the kid that we're talking about, the nose tackle? A beast. Like, they had a really good defense, Mike, at Tech, and some of these guys we're going to see in the NFL draft. Ironically, while we're talking about the transfer portal, before we give you our final thoughts on the Falcons, Austin Simmons was the Ole Miss quarterback before Trinidad Chambliss.
Right.
He is transferring. He is going to be in the portal.
And Chambliss can't get that extra year of eligibility. He implied NCAA said no.
Does it not sound like it? So Simmons is going to be looking for a new home. But we'll get you caught up, man. The portal opened today. So over the next few days, and as we get into next week, we'll be hearing more about where some of these players are going to fall. All right, what happened Sunday, Mike, with the Falcons, man?
Man, if you play like they did against the Rams, or they did in Thursday night's game against the Bucs, you know, the way they shut down McBride, right? How about that effort, you know, against Arizona? Then they should shake up, pardon the sort of pun, Tyler Shook. You know, I mean, I think they can get after him. I think certainly we could see Jalen Walker and Pierce do their thing. You know, I hate that Brandon Dorlus has that knee injury. That's a real drag. But we got enough playmakers, man. This should be the way, if we're rolling, and if this is the game that wins it for Raheem Morris to stay here as head coach, with maybe some big changes on the coaching staff, so be it. I mean, once they make the decision, you know how I feel, Carl. It's a body of work. Getting hot late when it doesn't matter doesn't do it for me. I still think they beat the Saints. I think we're better than the Saints by a long shot.
I do, too. That's the way I feel. Look, and I think our defense—
But the Saints feel the same way. They won four in a row.
They absolutely do. And look, Shook's going to throw the ball around. Guys, he's already thrown it 40-some-odd times. They're not afraid to let him throw it around and try to let him win the game. But I do think our defense, our opportunistic safeties, could easily come up with a couple of picks on Sunday, and that could be the difference. I do like us to win this game. I don't know if it means anything. I like to think it does as far as how you finish. Mm. But Monday's going to be a big day, man. 2 o'clock, we are back. And we're talking about Black Monday.
Is it Black Monday for the coach, or we
don't know?
I think either way, there'll be some Falcon fans who will not be happy.
I agree. We'll be talking about the win or loss and getting you caught up on the latest with the NFL, because we will know the seedings and who is meeting who and when the playoffs get ready to start the following weekend. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. Eric Slaughter's got a bridge show, and then you're going to listen to the Hawks take on the Knicks right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big O, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests, Mike Griffith, Steve Koonin, Puffy K stopped by, Hawks CEO. We also got a chance to talk to B-Mac, Bryant McFadden today. All these guests, by the way, online at Odyssey.com. Make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bill. Get all of our content. Monday, we'll do our pre-show around 11, 11:15-ish or so. Make sure you tune in. There will be a lot of interesting things going down on Monday. Hey, have a great weekend. Big O, great job as always. Day-to-day executive producing, Mike Bell. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. We love having Michael Irvin on the show because he's always entertaining. The playmaker always has something to say. And by the way, he'll be 60 in March. Guy's got a six-pack. He's got like a 12-pack, man. The guy's got abs. But taking your belt off and simulating a sex act and then whipping a water cooler with it and screaming apparently at no one had people saying, you know, the game was in Dallas. Did Michael make a stop at the old White House from infamous cowboy days in the mid-90s? I thought he was clean and sober. Well, I know a lot of folks are saying, I'll have what Michael's having.
He had more pressure on him than anybody in the history of college football. Again, not how you start, it's how you finish. Arch finished pretty good. I'm just preparing you for this Heisman campaign that has already started. Arch Manning will be even more hyped next season because of the way that the Texas Longhorns finished. He threw for 221, two touchdowns, ran for 155, and two more. Get your mind right. You're going to be hearing Arch Manning for the Heisman a lot come the fall. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
all your playmakers jump in the portal.